Hi, welcome to
Overcomers Radio.
Hi, welcome to Overcomers Holiness, a place where the peoples are overcoming to holiness. I am Pastor Natalie Franklin. This is Overcomers Holiness. You can tune in to us every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock to 10:30. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to thank you right now, God. We want to thank you for this day, God, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we just thank you for last night's sleep and this morning rising. God, we ask that you look on service on today, God. Ask that you bless your word on today, God. Thank you for the people that are listening in and a part of their service on today. God, we ask that everything that they have before you, God, that you would grant it according to your will. Look on those that are sick, on the bed of affliction, God. Send forth your healing virtue. God, we even ask that you open doors, God. Make ways out of no way, God. Allow people to be able to have jobs to take care of their families, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Provide homes, God, so they can have shelter over their heads, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you even for financial blessings, God. God, we just thank you for health and strength. God, we just thank you for the love of God that's down on the inside. God, we just ask that you continue to look on my young people, God. Continue to touch them, God. Continue to let your blood cover, God, and shield and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we just thank you right now, God, for this day, God, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we just ask that you continue to have your way on today, God. God, we thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, God. God, we thank you right now, and this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank and praise God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. Miss Nivea, would you take the children to the children's church? Come take the boys to the children's church. Y'all follow her. She's going to take you where you need to go, okay? Take the baby back there. Here's Overcomers Holiness, the place where the people are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. I am Pastor Natalie Franklin. Again, like I say, you can tune in to us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. to 10:30. The call-in number is area code 929-477-1786. Again, the call-in number is area code 929-477-1786. Amen. Praise God. Well, this is the second Sunday in the month of December. Oh, we almost going to get to the end of the year, and I tell you, God has been good to us. Amen. Praise God. I've been looking forward to the end of the year so we can start up a new year off. I know that's right. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, we had some uphills and some downhills in this year. And now we're looking for next year to be all uphill. We don't want no downhills. We're looking to go higher and do better things and accomplish a lot of things in life. Amen. For the year 2017. I know I'm looking for a better year, and I know that you all are too. And I just believe God is going to do just that. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad for 2016. It's been a good year, but it's been a rough year. So it's been a mixture. But in the midst of it all, guess what? We're still standing. We're still surviving. We're almost to the end point of the year. And I'll be glad when it's over with. I will be definitely glad when this year's over with. I tell you, there's just nothing like starting off the year off with a fresh start and positive things in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we just have to do away with a lot of negative things. Amen. Praise God. I know it's the end of the year, and a lot of people, you know, send out the eviction notice and tell the devil that he can't come into the new year. So they send out notice. Amen. Praise God. So I've been sending my notice out, so he can't come to 2017. I got a restriction order set on him. amen, by the Holy Ghost and God telling him that he cannot enter into my 2017. He's got faith. Whatever he damaged he did this year, oh well, guess what? I survived. And I'm going on to the new year. Amen, praise God. But I am glad for the Lord just being good to us, amen, and giving us some portion of health and strength, amen, giving us the right mind, amen, praise God. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I know a lot of my audience that listen, they're in various states and cities, but in Memphis, Tennessee, it's just so much crime, death rolls up in Memphis, Tennessee. So, you know, it's just sad when you have to look and on the news and not only one person died, but two, sometimes three all in one day. Amen, praise God. But look at God. Amen. Amen, praise God. But we are looking for a better year. We're praying for those families that are going through their bereavement over the death of their family. Amen, praise God. I don't know if anybody want to share a testimony that God has done something good for them and they just want to say something that
So that we can be a blessing to people. You know, I feel like that
bless us to be a blessing, you know. And when you bless somebody else, it turns around and blesses you. I mean, I'm a giver. I love to give, and see people being blessed, and God, we always take care of my nation, supplies my people, you know, so I don't have to be in war or anything. So I believe that just do what God asks us to do, that He'll take care of whatever we got before the Lord. We don't have to, you know, openly say it, because God knows our hearts, He knows what we're going through and the desires and things that we are trying to accomplish in life, and He'll complete those things for us. We thank God for Deaconess Naomi. She's working with our children's church, with our young kids, babies, so that they can learn about Jesus. You'd be surprised, 2-year-olds can learn about Jesus. And your little boy come and say, talk about the Jesus. You know that he has been learning something. So got some good ages today, so I'm pretty sure they are going to have something lined up for them so that they can do a presentation before our service is being online at 10:30. I just wanted to say that we're going to go into the Word of the Lord today. I know you might not have your Bibles, but like I said, a lot of people have it on their phones. They have the Bible on their phones, iPads or whatever. But if you got it, turn to our Bible. And I'm going to go to something that everybody probably already knows, so they might not have to pull their Bibles out to go to this particular verse. Psalms, everybody familiar with Psalms 23, right? The Lord is my shepherd. Don't y'all remember that one? That's a good one. Everybody knows that one. So, and that's where we're going to go to Psalms 23. Very familiar verses in the Bible that everybody knew, even since they was a little bit child. They knew this particular. This is from the Psalms of David, and it says, Psalms 23, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. We thank God for the reading of the Word of God. Psalms 23. David is speaking to this particular text. He's saying that the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. Do anybody know what a shepherd is? The person that takes care of the sheep. So who do you think that the main person or thing that they're trying to protect the sheep from? You know, you see the cartoons and stuff. Who would you think that would try to hurt those little sheep? I know it's the tip of your tongue. Oh, that's right, the wolves. The wolves. Yeah, the wolves. They would eat the sheep up. And they would try to sneak. You know how the wolves try to sneak in the path and get and snatch the sheep away and slaughter them up and everything. But the shepherd, he watches over the sheep to keep the wolves from coming in to attack them and to kill them. So David is saying that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. In other words, God won't take care of me. I ain't got to worry about nothing. Everything that I need is going to be complete. When you allow God to come into your life, you have to allow him to take full control over your life. That means total control. I know a lot of times say, well, I love the Lord, I trust the Lord, I trust him for this particular thing. Right now, I believe God is going to give me a job. You got that faith for the job. But then when it's time for you to get a house, you are going to do this on your own. Now, you can't do it like that. If God can bless you with the job, he can bless you with the house, and he can bless you with the car. So you got to let when you give it to him, give everything to him. Just don't put him in one little area. Let him take care of the whole complete situation that's going on in your life. So that's what David said. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And he got to want for nothing, because God, he knows our heart, he knows our desire. He knows everything about us. So he's going to take care of us. He said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Amen. Praise God. So when you think about the green pastures, like the grass. If the grass, have you ever seen of somebody's yard and it looks so beautiful? I mean, it's just like you just get in there and lay down in there. And, I mean, it's clean, no leaves, no nothing. I mean, the grass is green, it's healthy, and it's just a beautiful sight. So that's the way the Lord is. When he comes into our life, everything is just so beautiful. And we can be at peace. You know, we can lie down in the green path. We can be in his presence and knowing that everything is going to be all right. He said, lead us beside the sea of water. That means that the water is not trouble. You know, a lot of times old folks say, oh, I had a dream of water. That means trouble. Trouble. Trouble, trouble. But you know, God has put us in a side of still water, a peaceful water, and we don't have to worry about nothing. He said, he restores my soul. He restores my soul. In other words, when you restore something, that means that it was once broken down and it was put back together. How many have ever been in a situation where let's just say friends in your life, and all of a sudden you love this person and you love them with all your heart and everything, and all of a sudden this person just takes the love that you have in your heart for them and just take it and just like a glass and just throw it on the ground and it just shatters so many pieces. Have you ever just seen a glass you drop it and all the little bitty pieces and everything, and when you get you're down there to pick up the glass. What do we do first? We pick up the what? The big pieces, don't we? Because we know it ain't nothing we can do with the little bitty pieces, right? But once we get all the big pieces and we put it on the table, can we put the glass back together? Because what? It's not complete. There's still the little bitty pieces on there. And that's the same way with God. So when somebody coming, and a lot of people in our lives, and that's why I say you have to be careful about people that you have relationship with your heart, because your heart is dead. And once somebody breaks it and shatters, that's why a lot of people, they don't, once they've been in a relationship and they hurt them, they've been talking and get back into a relationship because your heart is fresh. And so when somebody takes it and they break it and shatter it to a lot of pieces, it's just like you might get the big pieces, but then something in the back of your head is just like, all these little bitty fragile pieces still miss. But you know what? God can take, he can take all the little bitty fragile pieces and put everything back together and make the glass whole. He can restore you. But it takes God to do that. People can't do that. I mean, we can talk to you, we can counsel you, we can pray for you, and people can come into your life and befriend you and everything. But to totally be healed, that comes from God. So you have to ask God to heal your heart from a broken heart that was once broken so that you could be able to love again. Don't we like love? I know I like love. Yeah. We want to love again. But we don't want the devil to snatch that love that we have, you know. We want God to restore it. He said, Jesus be in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. That means he's going to send us on the right path, not because of us, because if it was left us to us, we would be all right today because it's Sunday. And everybody's on Sunday, you know, everybody tries to do what's right.
try to, you know, live a good life on Sunday. But then when it comes Friday, said all this party, party, party. You see what I'm saying? But see, God is not like that. God is going to lead us on the path right according for his name's sake. Because he knows what's ahead. He knows our future. He knows what's around the corner, what's going on 5 years from now. So he's going to take care of us. Because we can't even take care of ourselves. We think we can, but we really can't. It takes God to take care of us. You know, I mean, if it wasn't for God touching our minds, we wouldn't know how to get up and take care of ourselves, dress ourselves. We wouldn't run through all those things. Because our mind, we don't have the mind to do that. It takes God to touch our minds to show us how we ought to take care of ourselves. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I will fear no evil. You know, and that's just like I said, so much going on in this city, so much death and everything. But when we are a child of God, we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to have a fear of death in our hearts and anything, because God's going to take care of us. He's going to. He has not given us the spirit of fear. And so we don't have to worry about that. He said, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That means God is going to care of us. Deaconess Naomi, I'm going to need you about 5 minutes, okay? And he says that of that staff, they comfort me. That was almost coming in 5 minutes. He said, I prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. That means, you know, have you ever been in a situation where somebody made you so mad that you can't even eat? Just like, and the food is this something that you love to eat, whatever your favorite food is, but because you're so mad at this person, you can't even eat your food. Because I'm so mad. But you know what? God would give you that appetite. He said, I prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemy. So when your enemy's around, guess what? You still be eating your cake and your ice cream, laughing in their face. Yeah, you thought you got me, baby, but I thought I'm going to eat this vanilla ice cream, chocolate cake, and I'm going to enjoy it because God has got me. He got me. He's going to take care of me. I'm not going to let you worry me. He says, I anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. He says, surely goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy is twins. You know, sometimes when you do what's right in the eyesight of God, that's the goodness of God. Then when you don't do what's right in the eyesight of God, that's when mercy comes in. You know, so we need to distinguish between the two. You know, I, a lot of times I'll be like, Lord, have mercy on me. You know, sometimes we might not be in the right, our mind might not be thinking the right thing, or we might not be going the right place or doing the right thing. And so we need God's mercy to come in. But when you live in all you know how to live, then that's God's goodness coming in. So distinguish between the two. When you know you're bad, Lord have mercy. And when you know you're doing right, then thank God for his goodness. Okay? I want y'all to always know the difference between those two. They shall follow me all the days of my life. That means that you're going to have those twins with you, goodness and mercy with you, every day of your life. Why? Because we're not 100% doing good every day. Just being honest, we're just not. Sometimes we might wake up with a bad attitude. We might have wake up with something, you know, something just ain't right. So we need mercy to follow us. So that's why God allows and the mercy to come in, so that he can help us along the way. You know, this thing is just not, you know, people say, I get saved and all this thing, but you know, this is a process. Everybody's learning. It don't make no difference how long you've been saved. You still need God to help each and every day. That's the only way you're going to stay on the right path. He said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And he's not talking about the church building. He's not talking about a temple or nothing like that. He's talking about that he's going to dwell within you. You are the church. The building, that's a building. But when you talk about the church, your body is the temple of God. You're the church. And however way you conduct your body, your presence, that is where God is going to dwell in. He said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And otherwise, God will be with you forever. Amen. He will always be in your house, but sometimes your house needs to be cleaned up. Amen. Praise God. And that's when the word of God comes and feeds you to let you know that there's something that you need to get right with God in order to allow God to take full control in your house. Amen. So we thank God for Deacon and Naomi and her children, and they're going to just share with us a little bit. Come on, Deacon, what they just had a brief session with. We're in the hands of Deacon and Naomi Miller.
Let's find out right here. All right, one, two, three, nice and loud. All right, children.
They learn something else about these?
They learn the lowest strength.
We got you going about. Children